Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning. This is the day that the Lord has made. We shall rejoice and be glad in it. I'm Apostle Anthony Halsey. I want to welcome you to Prayer, Praise, and Deliverance Ministry. We are a circle of friends here under the teaching and tutelage of the Pastor Darlene Bundage, a wonderful woman of God. It is Thursday. It is the 17th day of March in the year of our Lord 2022. Hallelujah. For those that it applied to, it's state package today. Hallelujah to God. But this is the day that the Lord has made, and we're going to rejoice and be glad in it. Hallelujah to God. We call it in the Psalm of David, I was glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. I'm glad for this 6 o'clock hour to arrive. Hallelujah to God. And we have this platform of Prayer, Prayer, Deliverance Ministry here. Hallelujah to God. And we're going to move through this hour of power to prayer. Wonderful time to be alive. Glory to God in the highest. This is the day that the Lord has made. Bobby, I will rejoice and be glad in it. This is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. This is the day the Lord has made. I will enter his gates with thanksgiving in my heart. I will enter his courts with praise. I'll say this is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice for he has made me glad. I will rejoice for he has made me glad. Why don't you rise, shine, and give God the glory, rise, shine. Give God the glory, glory, rise, shine. Give God the glory, we're soldiers of the cross. Oh, we are climbing Jacob's ladder, we are climbing Jacob's ladder, ladder, we are climbing up Jacob's ladder, we're soldiers of the cross. Oh, every round goes higher and higher, every round goes higher and higher, higher, every round goes higher and higher, we're soldiers of the cross. Oh, do you think I'll make a soldier? Do you think that I'll make a soldier, soldier? Do you think that I'll make a soldier of a cross? Oh, we are climbing Jacob's ladder, we are climbing Jacob's ladder, ladder, we are climbing up Jacob's ladder, we're soldiers of the cross. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Father, it's in the name of Jesus. It's in the name of Jesus, God, that we come this morning, O Lord God, to the prayer, prayer, deliverance ministry, Lord God. Glad once again, happy again, O Lord God, to be with the circle of friends, O Lord God. God, we thank you, Lord God, for the early rising this morning, O Lord God, the laying down on last night, O Lord God. It's another day and journey, O Lord God, and we're so glad, O Lord God, to be a part of the service, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. And this is our hour of power. Pray, Lord God, when we came to worship you, to praise you, O Lord God, to lay titles down, O Lord God, and problems down, O Lord God, at the altar, O Lord God, to get into the Spirit and to worship you, O Lord God, and to praise you, O Lord God. God, thank you for the wife, O Lord God, to be soon be 39 years, O Lord God, and the second of next month, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. And Lord God, we just thank you for being here, Lord God. Thank you for her in Jesus' name, O Lord God. Just bless her and keep her in Jesus' mighty name, O Lord God. That you would move by your Spirit, God, and by your power, Lord God. Touch each and every one, O Lord God, on the broadcast, Lord God, individually and collectively, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. Lord God, we ask that you touch conditions that are prevailing, O Lord God. high blood pressure, low blood pressure, osteoporosis, sugar diabetes, renal failure, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, this aches and pains, even upset stomachs, toothaches, oh Lord God, this move by your spirit, God, and by your power, realizing now, Lord God, that there's nothing too hard for you, Lord God. You said, what's everything we desire when we pray, Lord? Believe that we receive it. When we pray, hallelujah, and we shall have it, O Lord God. So, God, we thank you this morning, and we praise you today, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, God, that name that is above every name, and at the sound of that great name, O Lord God, we understand that every knee shall bow, God, and every tongue shall confess, O Lord God, that you are Lord God. You are our strength, O Lord God. You are our Redeemer, Lord God. You give us strength like no other, Lord God. Hallelujah, Lord God. God, we're so glad to be here this morning, O Lord God. So glad to worship you. So glad to praise you, O Lord God. So glad just to be able to open up our mouth, O Lord God, and the arms are working, O Lord God, and the legs are working, and the limbs are working, and the voice is working, and the heart is beating, and the brain is thinking, O Lord God. Hallelujah to God. What a mighty God we serve, O Lord God. We give you the honor, the glory, and the praise, O Lord God. We want to thank you for keeping those grandchildren, O Lord God, and the great-grandchildren, O Lord God. Now adult children, O Lord God, has entered into the work area, O Lord God. We pray for the saved, unsaved, O Lord God, as well as the saved today, God. In the name of Jesus, God, I ask that you bless Uncle Nathaniel, Lord God, and the Pringle family, O Lord God. In the name of Jesus, God, that you're moving by your spirit, O Lord God, and by your power, Lord God. And God, we thank you, Lord God. We came this far by faith, O Lord God, leaning on the Lord. Hallelujah, God. We just trust in your word, O Lord God, that this is going to be a great hour of power of prayer, Lord God, that you would bless and that you would strengthen, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God, that we shake off, O Lord God, the spirit, O Lord God, of heaviness, O Lord God, and worryation, O Lord God, about the things that are going on, O Lord God. But in this hour, Lord God, we come to bring you the sacrifice of praise, O Lord God, the fruit of our lips, O Lord God. We come to enter into your courts with thanksgiving and praise, O Lord God. We're thankful this morning, God, and we bless in your name, God. It's in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. And you, Lord God, we move, we breathe, we have our being, O Lord God. So glad to be here, Lord God. So glad to worship you, Lord God. So glad to praise you, O Lord God. So thankful at this time in history, O Lord God, that we are saved, O Lord God, and filled with thy precious Holy Ghost, O Lord God. God, we're praying, O Lord God, about conditions, O Lord God, wars and rumors of war, O Lord God. Lord God, and it seems like there's a great deal on the table, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. It looks like they're getting up, O Lord God, and they're warming up, O Lord God, and they don't want to go, O Lord God, and then we like it what's going on here, Lord God, coming to worship you and praise you, Lord God, and for all that you have blessed us with, O Lord God, but your will be done, O Lord God, because this world is supposed to be your kingdom come, O Lord God, on earth as it is in heaven, O Lord God. That's why we pray to give us this day our daily bread, O Lord God, one day at a time, O Lord God. So we come to thank you for this day, O Lord God. Hallelujah, God. We ask that you just forgive us our debt, O Lord God, as we forgive a debt to Lord God. Lord God, for those that have transgressed against us, O Lord God, those that have used us and abused us, O Lord God, we ask that you forgive them, O Lord God, and forgive us, O Lord God. Lord God, if we have holding anything or caused anyone to stumble along the way or hinder, Lord God, we ask forgiveness in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. If we have lied to someone and didn't mean to, Lord God, we ask you forgiveness, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, because we want to be right, O Lord God, when it comes time, O Lord God, to enter into thy rest, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. We want to have a firm grip, O Lord God, on eternal life, O Lord God. Hallelujah, Lord God. So we come on this here Thursday morning, O Lord God. Just about another week has gone by, O Lord God. More than a half a month has gone by, O Lord God, and you have been nothing but faithful and true, Lord God, throughout our lives, O Lord God, especially this day, O Lord God. We speak, O Lord God, that you would just calm people down, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, God, that you would just touch, O Lord God. God, we thank you for the job that you have blessed people with and homes to live in, O Lord God, and homes that are coming up to live in, O Lord God, and vehicles, O Lord God. You're the God that works miracles so great, O Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for your son, Jesus Christ. We thank you that you're our Father, Lord God. We call you Abba, Lord God. You're our Father, our Patriarch, O Lord God, the God that's in charge, the Father that is in charge, O Lord God. Lord God, touch the people everywhere, Lord God. Rebuke the murdering spirit, Lord God, the suicide spirit, O Lord Lord God. Lord God, rebuke gangs, oh Lord God, and gang violence, oh Lord God, rebuking the drug cartel, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus, God. Casting down every evil work, oh Lord God. Casting down every vain imagination, oh Lord God, and everything that exalts itself against the knowledge of God. Lord God, we come in this hour of power, pray, Lord God, to give thy name the honor, the glory, and the praise which it deserves in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. Understanding that God has spoken once and twice, and I heard this, that power belonged to God, oh Lord God. As Mother would often pray and say that this world is ruled, God, by your command, O Lord God. So we thank you, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. Come, O Lord God. Hallelujah, Lord God. And be with us, O Lord God, in a special way, God, in this hour of power, pray, Lord God. Praying for those that have families, O Lord God. And see me myself, O Lord God, a time of bereavement, O Lord God. But people have just had journeyed on, God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. We pray that they were saved, O Lord God. We pray that they had their life right with you today, God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. God, we pray, O Lord God, for the hey family, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. The fact that they're going to lay, she's going to lay the husband to rest today, Lord God. It's a home going service, O Lord God, and the agenda is full, Lord God, because this is the day that you have made, O Lord God, and we're going to rejoice and be glad in it, O Lord God. Hallelujah, O Lord God. We're not conformed to this world, Lord God, but we're going to be transformed by the renewing of our mind, O Lord God. We desire to grow more so in you, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. We declare and decree, O Lord God, this is going to be a great day, God. We bind the hands and the work of the adversary, O Lord God, the lying spirit, the whispering spirit, O Lord God. Hallelujah, the spirit that come to handle, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, God. We pray for Sister Henderson, Evangelist Henderson, God, in the name of Jesus, God, that heaviness, that sickness, oh Lord God, a little minor aches and pains, oh Lord God, will go off the body, God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. We thank you, God, and we praise you, oh Lord God, as you look forth, oh Lord God, in this hour of power of prayer, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, God. So we thank you, God, and we praise you, oh Lord God. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Well, good morning, everyone. This is Thursday morning. Hallelujah to God. And this is our hour of power of prayer. And we are the circle of friends, shoulder to shoulder, breast to breast, arms locked in arm, oh Lord God, coast to coast and around the world. Hallelujah to God. We send our praises out, oh Lord God, for Ukraine, oh Lord God, to the government here in this United States, oh Lord God. Trusted in you, O Lord God, and we'll say it again, O Lord God, your will be done, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God, during these trying times, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, God. We thank you, O Lord God, to be a part of the program, O Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, that you've given us this platform to speak from, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Undergird, O Lord God, us with strength today, God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. Put a word in our mouths, O Lord God, that we may have a word or fruit of the Spirit to give to those that come, hallelujah to God, to those that come and ask about the hope that is in us, O Lord God, about the joy that we share, O Lord God. So we thank you this morning in the name of Jesus. Well, good morning again. Good morning, good morning. I'm excited about the day. It's a lot to do, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. And we are thankful, Lord God, that you have given us this opportunity, O Lord God, to use these lips of clay, O Lord God, to worship you and to praise you in Jesus' mighty name. So we thank you, God, and we praise you in Jesus' name. Amen, amen, amen. I done got you, hallelujah, to God, for the wife being with me, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. And, okay, there to go, hallelujah. And we thank you, God, and we praise you. We have a script of the week here, and we'll try to, it's a 2 Samuel 22 and 4 it is. Hallelujah. 22 and 4. Thank you, Jesus. It says, I will call on the name of the Lord, and it's worthy to be praised. So shall I be saved from my enemies. Hallelujah to God. Very powerful statement. We understand that Samuel was a judge, hallelujah to God, thank you, Jesus, and a prophet, hallelujah. This same Samuel, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus, Samuel is the one that has anointed King Saul, hallelujah to God, to be king because the people wanted a king, hallelujah to God. It wasn't, God is a king. Saul was supposed to just be a prince when you get saved. You know, they can't have two kings ruling, hallelujah to God. But being that it is, Samuel was anointed king, hallelujah to God, until the appointed time that God, Samuel also anointed David, hallelujah to God. And David was a king. He was a man after God's own heart, he said. He did a lot of things, hallelujah to God. But what it was about David was he knew how to repent, hallelujah to God. He knew how to go to God, hallelujah to God, and he knew how to repent of his sin and turn from it. And he had a love for God. He wrote over 150 Psalms, hallelujah. I believe it is of David, hallelujah to God, how he talked, how he worshiped the Lord, how he had a revelation of God, hallelujah to God. And we come this morning, hallelujah to God, and we want to speak and sort of focus about calling on the name of the Lord, hallelujah to God. If he is worthy to be praised, he's worthy of the honor, the glory, the praise in the name of Jesus. I was thinking as we went last night and the last 2 weeks we were preaching and teaching on the Holy Spirit of God, hallelujah to God. When you have the Holy Spirit of God, it makes a difference in your life, glory to God. When you have the Spirit of God in your life, hallelujah, it leads you and it guides you into all truth, hallelujah to God. What it is that the Lord has blessed us to be here. And what we were speaking about is how we barely use the power that was given to us to call on the Lord, or the name of the Lord. It comes a time when we figure, there's some other way to go, but there's no other way to go. Sometimes we don't think about, and we don't be reflecting on the power of God. And when you take the time out to meditate, or the time to study God's word, you find out, most of all, that it's a living word, hallelujah to God. It's a living word because you can read the word over, worship God, live some, go back to the word of God, and the word of God has increased. The meaning of the same scripture that you read, God gives illumination on it, and as he gives the illumination of that word, glory to God, your life is increased. As strange as it may seem by the saying of it all, that when you come to this hour of power of prayer, and at the end of the hour, that there's a difference. You may not see the difference or recognize the difference, but every time you come to the presence of the Lord and you leave out of the presence of the Lord, there's increase in your life, hallelujah to God. Increase, and there's power to go on. And then you could call on the name of the Lord. You get till you look forward as this hour becomes anointed for us in our lives, hallelujah to God. And as it's anointed in this life, I have said many times that even when the music began to play, I put it, to get in the queue, the anointing of God begins to start moving, hallelujah to God. As the anointing of God begins to move, glory to God, your spirits start getting lifted up, hallelujah to God. And that is because we have the Holy Spirit inside of us, hallelujah to God, glory to God in the highest. And I thank God for what he's doing here at prayer, praise, and deliverance ministry. We thank God for what he's doing in the circle of friends. Hallelujah to God. We thank God. So we call on the name of the Lord. As we call on the name of the Lord, God answers prayer. I was having somewhat of a problem the other day. I've been working that night, and I gotten tired. It's hard to work during the night, especially during the day. When you call to ministry, you're called to serve God's people. Being a minister, a lay person, even, you're called to have a word. People come and they call in the day, they call at night, hallelujah to God, and we minister. The other day I was on the broadcast, I did the work, I was so tired the other day, I turned on the broadcast, but then I was overcame by sleep. I could hear the word in and out. But then the thing about it is I heard Pastor Darling said, did you have something to say? And that's when I realized that I had to went off to sleep, and it was just this thing. But I was there because of the presence of the God be there. The presence of the God is here. And the thing is that we're doing a work for God. Hallelujah, God. And then the Holy Spirit start dealing with us. So being that even though I was there, and a lot of times I've seen God begin to work and move right after the broadcast immediately. This particular day, I was late getting up there, and they were calling because the platform foreman, he was not unloading the truck like he was supposed to. Some people just have attitudes against you, against something doing. It could be just the presence of you and that anointing that is in your life. Hallelujah to God. Long story short is that he wouldn't unload the truck, so it got real late. It was already 7 o'clock in the morning, and they were still there. I didn't get home that morning until 11 o'clock. So here comes the plant manager, you know, the head person there, comes walking out, you know. And so I figured that he told me, well, when you get in, we're going to talk about this. So I'm calling on the name of the Lord, you know, because we're in prayer, hallelujah to God, and I'm riding, but then I learned something that the minute that a situation comes up, you have to be able to call on the name of the Lord. You have to know where to go, hallelujah to God, because the adversary begins to start on you. He starts working on your mind. Vain imagination, it speaks about in Corinthians, you know, start having you doubtful of what went wrong, and then it wants you to always assign the blame to someone. But I got to the point of growing in the Lord is that that's enough of that trying to assign the blame to someone. It's time to take the responsibility, Lord God. It's just me. I rebuke the adversary. And I said, that's enough of going around this mountain, around the same situation, trying to search for some reason for the cause why the adversary is plaguing you. Start plaguing the mind that this is wrong. People are praying against you. This is wrong. That's not wrong. And then what happened, I came to the realization that all I have to do is call on the name of the Lord. Hallelujah, God. And when I call on the name of the Lord, and once I have got that channel that I'm going to call on the name of the Lord, and I said, Lord, I'm going to trust you to take me through this. No matter what comes up, oh, Lord God, or whatever they want to talk about, I'm going to trust you, Lord God. And as I trust the Lord, then things started calming down. And then the Holy Spirit gave me a scripture. That's why David said, I have hidden this word in my heart that I might not sin against it. The Spirit of God came and it gave me the scripture. It says, take no thought of these things, what you would say when you're called on in front of kings and judges. It says that in the last hour, the Holy Ghost would give you what to say. I'm quite sure a lot of you have been in a situation where something would come up or somebody would call you, I have something to talk to you about, or this, that, the other, or you're on the job and things are just not going right, something of this nature. And the adversary, he just brings things, and he brings things, and he brings things. And then you try to figure it out. Then the Holy Spirit said, you can't answer a question that you was an ex. You can't set yourself up and go through the situation, what's going to happen, and set up the answer when God gave you instructions in the Word of God. He said, don't take thought about it. It says, in that hour, the Holy Ghost will give you what to say. And I said, well, Lord, we're going to trust you. We're going to go through you. Come what may, whatever it be, this way, that. Okay, and then peace came. Then it was like a spirit of joy came out, and I was going about the business. I said, well, I'm going to do what I'm doing. I'm finished this year class. I'm going to go there. I'm going to do whatever. When I got there, here comes the supervisor, and I said, well, I didn't know what to say. I gave this situation to the Lord. You know, 1 Peter 5:7, it says, cast all your cares upon him, for he cares for you. And as he began to walk, and the closer he get, all of a sudden it looked like I saw a light. Just a shining light there. Nothing like a beam, but it seemed like I could even walk through there, and the closer he get, his countenance changed. The thoughts that he was thinking probably changed also. And he just said, what happened? And I told him simply what happened and that what went on. There wasn't no, I didn't have to think about nothing. It was accepted. He said, okay. He said, well, this is the situation. Well, what happened there? And I said, well, we stopped. We fueled the truck. He said, well, next time just fuel the truck when you came in. And he left. And the peace of God was there. Hallelujah to God. We have to get to the place where, say to God, we trust in God's holy word. Hallelujah to God. We trust in his Holy Spirit because the word of God is true. Hallelujah to God. I thank God that Pastor Darlene every month, she calls a fast. Hallelujah to God. 3-day fast, and God be blessing through the fast. But then there is a time of coming into my life, wanting to pray for me. I need to go on one of those longer fasts. Hallelujah to God. There are things that I need to see to be broken. Sometimes we're struggling with situations in our lives, and it just don't seem to break. Hallelujah to God. But when we fast and when we pray, it breaks. Hallelujah to God. A lot of us has the Holy Spirit of God. Hallelujah to God. But yet we have a touch of it. We're not saturated in the Holy Spirit or the Holy Spirit of God or the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah to God. Therefore, we have a problem in the church and a problem with saints of God. And they come and they do well for a while, and then they go back to their old self, hallelujah to God. In the last few days, I had many people come up to me that, you know, they're in the church. They have the Spirit of God. They're saved. And they have the Holy Ghost, hallelujah to God. But yet they're not worshiping God. They have not surrendered all. Hallelujah. It comes a time when you call on the name of the Lord, you have to make up your mind to surrender to God. And when you surrender your life to God, you have to surrender the whole things. Sometimes you get to a place where you figure that there's something in your mind that you contemplate that sin, the sin of iniquity, that there's something that you have left behind that you want to go back to. And the adversary stands there waiting for you to stop praying, waiting for you to stop reading your word, waiting for you to look for another way. A lot of people have a lot of young people, they go to cults and the psychic hotline, hallelujah to God, when all they have is in the word of God. But Jesus came, and he demonstrated how the book of the kingdom worked, how the kingdom of God works. And he taught the disciples for 3.5 years, hallelujah to God, how it works, hallelujah to God. And on occasions, they still had a problem. What comes to mind is that there was a man who took his son to his disciples, hallelujah to God, and they could not cast the spirit out. But Jesus rose up in that scripture, because he rose up a great while before day, as we do, praising and talking to God, hallelujah to God, and worshiping God, as the circle does here, hallelujah to God. But when he got there, the man said, I took him to your disciples, and they walked with Jesus, but he said they could not cast him out. And Jesus said, come out, and he came out, hallelujah to God. No problem. not come out, I bind you, this, that, the other, calling, calling, calling for this thing to be broken and removed. Then the disciples wonder, and they finally ask him, Master, how come we couldn't cast it out? He said, some of these things like this, it doesn't come out except for fasting and praying, hallelujah to God. It makes a difference, hallelujah to God, when you turn that plate down, hallelujah to God. I'm trying to turn down my plate for extensive time. There were things that just came up, hallelujah to God, and they keep coming up, hallelujah to God, especially if you're married and in a relationship, hallelujah to God, or you're working, hallelujah to God, or you have a business, hallelujah to God, and the same system comes back and attacks you with the same thing. Had a situation come up, been married, the second would be like 39 years, hallelujah to God, and there's something that, you know, that just comes up, that just sort of rubs you the wrong way, hallelujah to God, and it came up. It came up, hallelujah to God. Try right when you try to worship, this when you try to pray, this when you try to get yourself right, it came up. But then this time said, no, that's enough. We bind you, we break you, hallelujah God, in the name of Jesus. And we cast you out. We're not going around this road anymore. And when it was bound and when it was broke, the victory came. Joy came. A spirit of peace came. A lot of times we handle situations. But just want to encourage you this morning, that if you call on the name of the Lord, hallelujah to God, he's going to answer. It says, the Lord is our high tower, hallelujah to God. The righteous run in there. They call on him, and they're safe. They save. Everything begins to start working. And I have people come up and ask me situations, hallelujah to God. How is this going to work out? I was saved. I had a place in God, and I lost my place in God. I don't feel the Spirit of God. Like I used to feel it. I'm not able to rejoice in the Lord like I did. I said, you have to press your way through, hallelujah to God. There is a demonic, the false, hallelujah to God. There was something that's let loose now, hallelujah to God, in the name of Jesus. And there's pressure, hallelujah to God. Went through 2 years and still going through the pressure, the pressing spirit, hallelujah to God, of the COVID vaccine. And people are dying, hallelujah to God, and loved ones dying from natural death, hallelujah to God. Then the confusion, hallelujah to God. Then the insurrection come up in the country. Then with the segregation of prejudice that we're fighting, hallelujah to God, and the lives that are being killed, hallelujah to God, about the unjust and the justice system, hallelujah to God, and how they are murdering the youth, hallelujah to God, and gang violence, hallelujah to God, and the price of fuel went up, hallelujah to God, and the wars, the rumors of war, and now they're talking about whether it's going to be a nuclear war and everything, but all we have to do is call on the name of the Lord at this time. Call on the name of the Lord and rest in this. At this stage, you know, you should be engaged in the Lord. You should be then entered into his presence with thanksgiving, into his courts with praise, hallelujah to God. There's nothing to slide back to. This is the only way to go, hallelujah to God. Had people come to talk to me, and they walk with the Lord a while, and they pray for them, hallelujah to God. Then they go back to see if there's any way. They call and say, I didn't move, Pastor. I didn't move back into some of my old ways. I said, you have to come. You have to stay in the presence of the Lord. I believe it was Moses when he wrote that law, hallelujah to God. He said, it's just meditating this law day and night, hallelujah to God. I was trying to think of another scripture right now. But it was that when God took him up on the mountain, hallelujah to God, and gave Moses, God, it was written by the finger of God. But when Moses came down out of the mountain and seen that they were worshiping the idol, the golden calf, hallelujah to God, he smashed them, hallelujah to God. And he went backwards. Then God had Moses to write this himself. The first was written, but it was broken, hallelujah to God. But then God also had made a covenant with us, hallelujah to God, that he would come to us in the Holy Spirit. He would write this word in our heart, hallelujah to God. David said, he had hidden this word in his heart that he might not sin against it. The Holy Spirit leads you, it guides you, it lets you know when you're doing wrong, hallelujah to God. It speaks to you. It speaks to everybody, hallelujah to God. And it says, don't do that. That's wrong. There's no profit in that thing. You're not going to be successful when you do this thing here, hallelujah to God. And then we go on and sin and do it. Then when it comes out wrong, hallelujah to God, we come back to God and he's faithful and just, you know. We give him just like the prodigal son. He had rebellion. He ruined everything he had. But then he had reconciliation, but the father was just there looking. He lifted up his eyes. He saw the prodigal son at afar off. We have this unction from the Holy One, hallelujah, God. It leads you and it guides you. You don't have to go to the priest anymore, hallelujah, God. You don't have to bring a lamb, turtle doves, hallelujah, to God, for the sacrifice of your sin. You just call on the name of the Lord, and God will answer you. You're able to come to the altar, hallelujah, to God. You go before the Father, and you ask forgiveness in the name of Jesus. Lord God, I have sinned against you, Father, Lord God. Just forgive me, hallelujah, to God. It speaks about that in Matthew's, hallelujah, to God. It says, after you pray the Lord's Prayer, at the end of that prayer, he says, but if you don't forgive men their transgression, neither will your heavenly Father forgive you your transgression. But if you forgive men their transgression, then the Father will forgive you. Hallelujah to God. So it's all a matter of forgiveness. Very powerful scripture. Calling on the name of the Lord. And he will protect you from your enemies. He will show you the way that you need to go. Hallelujah to God. And we thank God and we praise God for it. In Jesus' mighty name. We thank God for the word today. Hallelujah to God. We're going to check with the pastor, hallelujah to God, and see if she has something else you want to put at the top of the prayer, hallelujah to God. Then we're going to get some prayer requests, hallelujah to God, because it seems like the time is just going by fast here today. I thank God for you. Pastor Darlene, are you there?
I am here, and thank you for the word this morning, and we need to take heed to what you're speaking. We thank God for the Holy Spirit of God, and we should take the time to study and meditate. And like you said, we call on the name of the Lord and become saturated with the Holy Ghost. I mean, you know, if you're saturated with the Holy Ghost, then a lot of things that you need to know, as he said, the Holy Ghost spoke when it was time for him to speak. You know, he will teach you the things you need to know. So that's awesome what you shared this morning. And I do solicit prayers for myself. I did get a high cholesterol in my, a little bit high, not too high, but in my report when I went to get my physical the other day. So I just need to look at what kind of foods I'm eating, and I know I like to eat a lot of nuts, and some of the nuts have high cholesterol and eggs and things. So just so that I would have the wisdom and the unction to modify my intake of food. You know, if I share with people, tell people that you need to work to help your body, and so I need to do the same for myself. So just keep me in prayer with that, and I know that I'll do better. And we just want to keep each other in prayer because God is doing great things today, and it's marvelous in our eyes. So solicit prayer for my Uncle Marvin. Just pray for his health. He just seems to have all kinds of different things going on in his body, and it's discouraging for him. So we just pray for Uncle Marvin, his health. And my nieces and nephews, that they will no longer want to smoke and get high and use other drugs to get high. Also, my nephew, Albert, healing in his body.
Wow.
And, yeah, that's what I would like to share this morning. Thank you so much.
And let it be so according to your words, friend. Let it be so according to your words. The cholesterol's going down. Uncle Marvin, the blessings is coming, hallelujah to God. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah to God. We thank you for that, Lord God, in Jesus' name. Amen. We're going to get the lines up. We want to get your prayer requests. So that you're going to get your prayer requests. And if you have a short testimony, because it's about to the top of the hour, I hope that these clocks I'm looking at are all right. In the name of Jesus. This is a wonderful day. I want to say this where I was thinking that a lot of times when people are, when you have that Holy Spirit, a lot of people, they have it, but it was like a demonstration, an illustration that Pastor Miles Monroe had said it sort of caught my attention. A lot of times we have the Holy Spirit, it's like drinking water, and we're holding the water, but then we're going to need some more water. But if you jump into the pool, at that time, the water's holding you. So what we have to do is jump into that Holy Spirit and let the Holy Spirit hold us and lead us and guide us into all truth, hallelujah to God. And it will bring all things back, remembering whatsoever the Father and Jesus give to him, and he would reveal it to us. So with that, we're going to have the lines open. We want to get your name and your prayer request in the name of Jesus. And we're going to go through straight up to the top of the hour in this hour of power of prayer in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen. Good. Good morning. This is Sister Gladys. Good morning, everyone. I thank God for you, brother, for, you know, for the word that you brought forth this morning, because it's the same thing that I have been dealing with in the part about fasting. And I just want to let you know that I'm just grateful and thankful for that, because, you know, sometimes I find myself struggling with the same things over and over again, the generational curse, that it will be broken now in the name of Jesus, right now, in Jesus' name, every time that I seem to get, you know, to where the blessings start coming in, and then there's a lackadaisy spirit, and things start going wrong.
Uh-oh.
So I just need to call on the name of Jesus even the more, you know, the enemy trying to do things with, you know, with my mind. I thank God for a sound mindset in the name of Jesus. I am healed. I am whole, nothing missing, nothing broken inside my mind. And I thank God for what you said about, hallelujah, fasting. And I ask God to forgive me, because I had at one time where I was going to facilitate on fasting and just things that God was giving me, and that if we would just learn, hallelujah, just to lean and depend on God when a fast is called, that we meet that, you know, we meet those 3 days or whatever it is, whatever our body can do, but at least try it. Just at least try it, because when we fast, we move ourselves out of the way so God can do what he has for us to do.
Over here at St. Joseph's Place apartment, whereas we had a coordinator that was putting stuff together to help activities for seniors, you know, and people coming out to talk, to tell us about different things and planning a lot of different activities where had had deceased from years ago. And she started this up she decided, well, she saw where they used to have a captain. They called it a captain of each building that would, so that what the captain do was to just check. If you don't see people for a long time, you know, you let somebody know, the office know or whatever, and they just make sure the people's all right. So they have found the department that had been deceased. Nobody knew it, or their family shut up, or then they was, you know, gone. So you had some people that understand what was going on because they never came to the meeting, and somebody called way over a couple of heads, and the meeting was yesterday for the captains to get together, and, you know, because they could plan out stuff, you know, and really break it down to what, you know, but the captain, all they did was to make sure everybody, and some whoever didn't like it, they called and complained, and they canceled it for all activities until further notice. I guess they waiting on somebody. I think it was told to me that they, that somebody who's over whoever canceled it, they're going to see what go from now. But it was just, I don't know why they done it, maybe, you know, and this was non-smoking community also, if it was in your house, you know, smoking. So somebody who's doing things they shouldn't be doing could have, but we don't know how stop it, thinking that they may get exposed, which everybody already knows who's doing what he should be doing. Okay.
So you want us to pray that the captain teams come back and that be effective and have a great result this time?
Yeah, at least start back up the activities that the coordinators continue helping, you know, being able to put stuff together for the seniors. Yes. Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. So, we're concerned about well-being of one another. That's what the captain was doing, just make sure if they didn't see each other for, say, 3 or 4 days or something like that. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, we're going to pray that start back up and touch the heart that, you know, God touched that stone heart that called and that caused the people to have to freeze everything.
Amen. Okay. We'll pray. We have another. Hallelujah to God. We're getting close to that time.
Good morning. Good morning, this is Lauren. I want to pray with Chris for Donna. She in the nursery home, and she don't take her medicine and stuff like that, where she try to get attention for people to come and see her. But we want to put her on the prayer line. Thank you.
Amen. You're welcome. We have another.
Good morning, everyone. This is Sister Sheila. I want to say good morning to all the prayer warriors. I do have a prayer request for myself. Just want to keep seeking God. And right now where I'm at, just letting him guide me. I'm in good space, at peace, through it all. I had this incident. Well, it wasn't an incident to me because I gave it to God right away. One of the Caucasian lady, she invited me to her buttocks, and I just thank God for change because I know it wasn't me that she was addressing. And, you know, like studying the Word of God and understanding that we're not fighting against flesh and blood. Because all I said to the lady was me, you know, because we got a tenant manager, a young lady, and she's just all up and down. And all I said to her, just leave her alone and go ahead and let her do what she had to do. And she said that, and I'm like, okay, you pray for me. And now, as far as it getting to the corporate, you know, for real, because I took it no way, and I don't appreciate not have to write a report about something that I let God have it right then and there. So where I'm at right now, I need peace on the job because I don't want to leave the job because I am disabled and I have the opportunity to make a couple of dollars. But I shall pray for my manager. Her name is, I call her Miss Kim out of respect. But, you know,
okay,
like the one that's looking in, seeing everything. It starts from the top and, you know, not being judgmental, but we know about it. She's not a nice person. And just to hear management talking about she don't care about nobody, and, you know, I'm like, wow. But I just thank God for the love because I love everyone. Even the young lady that said, well, she, me and her, the oldest one here, You know, maybe use a space she was in. But for me to make her be poor and all that, that wasn't in my heart. I won't just keep praying for her. So every time she say hello, I say hello. I walk in, she there, I say hello. Because I took it as no way. I took it as gross, if anything, for me. Because I could have went over there, slapped her down, pulled the bar here, pulled the pants down, and kissed her both up. I'm not living like that no more. And I thank you for when I did dial in, I heard what you was talking about, and I could truly say that's just where I'm at, seeking God's face. I don't want to get topsy-turvy in the word. I want to continue on through the good, the bad, and the different. And I thank each and every one of y'all once again for being in your rightful places. Have a great day.
Amen. We thank you. Okay, we're gonna put this back in that pastor darling, because we reached the top of the hour. She decided whether she want to have a corporate prayer or she want to just pray individually. I think I spoke a little bit too long. Speak on.
Good morning.
Sister
Mary here, and I was so thankful for the word of God this morning. Thank you for sharing the examples and of continuing to pray. And I think that you reminded us of what we have and the benefits and the seeds that we have sown with fasting and praising and worshiping and getting up, you know, every morning, meeting God and never knowing the circumstances that we'll meet throughout the day, and that God reminds us of the great benefits that we have, the weapons that is even in us, the weapons of the Holy Spirit, in the warfare that comes up before us. So I just thank God for the word, and that we will be strengthened every time we hear it, every time we share in our corporate praise and worship, that there is power that extended just not for that day or that hour or that time, but throughout the day and whenever we need it. Remind that, hey, we are big in God. You know, we are who God has sent, the arms and legs sometimes is needed. But the confidence is that we have through the Holy Spirit. So I thank God for the word this morning, and continue to pray for my strength and each of us as we go forth in our service.
Amen.
Amen.
Good morning. This is Lois, and thank you for today. And I would like for continued prayer for my sister Willa Mae, that her mind be strengthened. And I also would like prayer for my niece and nephew. My niece be going back to court next week on the 23rd. And I just pray to God see fit that her nephew, my great nephew, Alan, see fit that she will be the best parent for him. And everybody have a blessed Thursday.
Amen.
Amen. Well, praise the Lord. We just thank God for everybody who is here today. And we are right near the top of the hour. We do appreciate all the prayer requests and the compliments and support that we continue to give to one another. Today is my daughter's birthday. Jamila is now 42 years old. Thank God for that. And I'm just grateful for all the time that we have together here at Prayer, Praise, and Deliverance Ministries. It's just a beautiful place to be. So I'm going to go ahead and pray for these requests, and then we'll close the hour today. So, Lord, we just thank you this morning for your grace, your mercy. Thank you that you are our hiding place. Thank you that you are great and greatly to be praised. It's from the rising of the sun to the going down of the same. We bless your name, God. We praise you because we are able to come together, and where two or three are gathered in your name, we know that you're in the midst. So, Lord, even as we're praying today, oh, God, we thank you for the power of agreement, because one can put away 1,000 and two can put 10,000 to flight. So we put the enemy to flight this morning. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you for Uncle Marvin as you are healing his body, oh, God, and giving him strength, oh, God, and even encouraging his heart, oh, God. We know, Father, that sometimes things happen to us, oh God, and we get so discouraged, oh God. So we pray, Father, today that you give him the peace over the situations that he's dealing with in his body, Father. In the name of Jesus, we pray for healing for Albert, oh God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you. You know every part of his body, oh God, and as you heal him, oh God, I pray that you draw him to yourself, oh God, that he will come to the knowledge of the truth, that he will ask you to forgive him of his sins, oh God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you, Lord, today for that. We thank you, Lord, for each and every one of my nieces and nephews and those who are out there using drugs, even my brother, oh God. I pray for Roderick and Tony, oh God, that you touch their minds, oh God, that they heed your call, because we know that you have beckoned to them, Lord, and they just need to heed your call and answer your call, oh God, and say yes to your will and yes to your way, God. We just bind up every evil and wicked demonic spirit that has attacked these family members, oh God, not only mine, but other family members that are connected to this prayer line. People in the body of Christ have family members who are just rejecting you, oh God. We bind up that spirit of rejection, oh God. We bind up the spirit of the Antichrist, oh God, in the name of Jesus. And Lord, I'm praying right now, and even for the situation over in Ukraine, oh God, that you bring about peace, oh God. Bring some solution to that problem over there, God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you. We praise your name, God. We pray, God, today for just healing my body, oh God, and giving me the wisdom, oh God, to do what I need to do to help bring about the healing, because we know that we can pray, oh God, that there are things, oh God, even Jesus told different ones to do things, oh God, and even Naaman, oh God, has to go and dip in the water, oh God, the correct river, oh God. I believe it was the Jordan, oh Father. But we just have to do the things, oh God, that you have designed for us to do. We know that the leaves on the trees are for the healing of the nation. So we thank you for that today, Father. We pray, God, today, and pray for healing for Willie Mae's mind, oh God. We pray for Peggy's mind today, Lord. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you that you heal, you deliver, and remove those things, oh God, that is keeping them bound, oh God, where they can't function as they need to. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you. In the name of Jesus, we praise you, God. We magnify your name today, Lord. We pray for your intervention, oh God, for I believe it's April and Alan that are going to court next week, oh God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, that you help them and be their banner, oh God. Go before them, oh God. We ask you, Lord, to even put the angels in the courtroom, oh God, to speak to the judge and speak to whoever it is will make that decision, oh God, for the niece, oh God, to take custody of this young man, oh God. It just sounds like it would be the best outcome. We know that you are the one, oh God, who can intervene. You are a miracle-working God. So we thank you, Lord, for the miracle that you're already providing in the name of Jesus. And we pray for Marie's situation over there at the apartments, oh God, that you will help them, oh God, to get back to helping one another, oh God. We just bind up every cantankerous spirit, every evil word that has been spoken in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord, today for a good outcome there, Lord. And we thank you, Lord, today for Donna, that she will begin to take her medication so that she can be healed, oh God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, that she will not just do whatever she feels like doing, oh God, in Jesus' name. And we do pray for Sheila, oh God, on the job. We pray for the lady named Kim, oh God, that she will have a better attitude. And we know, Father, today that sometimes you move people out of the way so that they will not be in our way, as I saw you do for me when I was in Jacksonville. You shipped the man into another city. So we know, God, today that you're the one who knows the best solution to every problem. And we don't ask you, Lord, to continue to keep Sheila, oh God, keep her mind, oh God, keep her in perfect peace as her mind is stayed on thee, oh God. In the name of Jesus, and Mary, oh God, continue to strengthen her mind, oh God, keeping her focused on you, God, and each and every one of us, oh God. We pray, Lord, today for Apostle Horsley, Sister Gladys, oh God, Pastor Scholastica, oh God, Sister Marie, Sister Darlene M, oh God, Sister Lois, oh God, Sister Linda, Lord, Sister Mary, God. We pray, God, today for Sister Sheila, Sister Grace, oh God, Sister Renee, oh God, Sister Teresa, Lord. We pray for Darlene B and Sister Yvonne, oh God. We pray for Sister Glenda, oh God. Anybody, oh God, who has come to this line in the past and those who come in the future, Lord. Help us, Lord, to seek your face some more, oh God. Help us to draw to you, God. As we draw nigh to you, Lord, you draw nigh to us, oh God. Help us to be saturated with the Holy Ghost, oh God, as we go through the rest of our lives, oh God, so that we will be more in tune to your voice, oh God, so we'll be more in tune to what you're speaking to us, oh God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you, Father. We bless your name, oh God. If there's anything in any of our bodies, oh God, that needs to be healed, we may not know about, oh God, we ask you, Lord, to heal it in the name of Jesus. She said, I am the Lord that healeth thee, O God. And we know, Father, today that by the stripes of Jesus, we are healed, O God. And we know, Father, today you sent your word to heal them, O God. So we're thanking you for that this morning, O God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you. We bless your name, O God. We glorify your name that you will take away the sickness from among us, O God, right now in Jesus' name, O God. We stand in your word, O God. Your word is yea and amen. So we thank you for that today. It's in the name of Jesus we pray. We thank you. We say hallelujah, hallelujah, and amen, amen, and amen. So I thank God for everyone today for being here, for your support. We decree this morning that these prayers are sealed by the blood, by the blood of Jesus, and that no weapon formed against us shall prosper. Every tongue that rises against us in judgment is condemned. This is our heritage as the servants of the Lord. In the name of Jesus, I decree this morning that every evil and wicked word that has been spoken against anybody in the body of Christ across this world, those words are being rejected right now. We send them back to the sender because we are covered by the blood of Jesus. I decree this morning that we continue to pull down the strongholds and wickedness in high places is destroyed. I decree showers of blessings upon our lives daily, and I decree that we are overcomers because we are overcomers by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony. And we love not our lives even until the death. So everybody, I love you. I thank you so much for being here. And I thank you for loving me back and loving each other and sharing the love of God with every person that you meet in spite of how they act and in spite of how they treat you, because that is God's way. So have a beautiful rest of the day. Enjoy your life and enjoy what God has for you. Amen. Go in peace.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. We're so grateful for each and every one who has joined us today. There may be somebody out there that has not received Jesus as your Savior. We invite you to do the sinner's prayer with us today, and then you will be saved. As you confess with your mouth and believe in your heart, if you repeat after me, dear Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, I ask you to forgive me of all my sins. I confess with my mouth, I believe in my heart, that Jesus died, he was buried, and he rose again. I ask you, Father, to help me to grow in the things of God. We thank God for each and every one who did the sinner's prayer. The angels are rejoicing, and we rejoice with you. What I suggest is that you find a good Bible-teaching church to attend in your region. Find a church that will teach you about Jesus and his love so that you will be able to grow in the knowledge of the truth. If you desire to send a donation, an offering, a love offering, anything that will support our ministry, you may send it to Prayer, Praise, and Deliverance Ministry. The address is 1698 Carolay Drive. The street is spelled C-H-E-R-Y-L. Second word is L-E-I-G-H Drive. That's 1698 Carolay Drive in the city of Riverdale, Georgia. Zip code 30296. If you desire to listen to a session after we're off the air, you can log in to blogtalk.com, Prayer, Praise, Deliverance. Once again, that's blogtalk.com, Prayer, Praise, Deliverance. Or you may dial the number 605-313-4929. The access code is 278-961-POUND. Select the pound sign to listen to the current session. And if you want to listen to a previous session, please call me or send me a text. My number is 904-859-1022. Once again, the number is 904-859-1022. I declare that the plowman overtakes the reaper in your life, and you live in continuous abundance. I decree that no weapon formed against you shall prosper, and the blessings of the Lord continue to overtake you as you live for Jesus Christ. Amen.